Daf Ayin Vov Omer Aleph on top. The Mishnah says, Kol ha-menochois tunois shalosh meyos shifo v'chamesh meyos bito, that every mincha you have to have 300 times that you have to have shifo, means rub the kernels of wheat, and then v'chamesh meyos bito, then you have to hit them 500 times with your hand or with your fist. So he's talking about that the kernels of the wheat, you have to first rub them to make it soft, to get the husk off them. The same thing that hit them 500 times. Now the Mishnah says, V'hashifa v'abita, this rubbing and the hitting, v'chitim, is talking about with wheat. And the purpose is to take off the klipa before you start to grind the wheat. Now Rabbi Yossi says, Af babotzik. He says that you also have to do the shifa and the bita after you make it into dough. And it could be, according to him, you don't have to have it bechlal when it's in the wheat form, but rather after you make it into a dough, the dough you have to make rub and hit 300 to 500 times, in order that it'll be kneaded well. Now, kol ha-menochos boyos eser, all the menochos have to be brought 10 chalas or else 10 rikikim. From the isaron of flour that you use, you have to make 10 chalas or else 10 rikikim. Chutz milechem aponim, excluding the lechem aponim, v'chavite kohen gadol, and excluding also the kohen gadol's mincha that it brings every day. Shein boyis shtei mesrei, they come 12 chalas. The shtei halechem is 6 and 6, 12, and the within the chavite kohen gadol is also 12. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, kulon boyis shtei mesrei. Now all the menachis come 12 chalas. Chutz mechalas toide, excluding the chalas that brought with the korban toide, which there are 40, 10 apiece, the 4 different types, and each type has 10 to it. And v'hanazir suadin, when the nazir has to bring his mincha, he has to bring the 2 minei hachalos that the nazir brings, so it's called chalas blues v'shemen or kikei matzos meshuchem v'shemen. They come boyis eser, they come 10. So 10 of each piece by the 10 of each by the nazir, and 10 of each type by the chalas. That's you have 40 by the chalas and 20 by the nazir. But Rabbi Meir holds the other menachis come 12 chalas. Now the Gemara says, Tana, we learned shaf hachas, you have to rub it once, bring shtayim, then he beats it twice, then shaf shtayim, he has to rub it twice, and bring shalosh, then he beats it 3 times. That's the same how you go on. Samar says, Boy Rabbi Yimmer asked the question, Am tuya v'yasoyi chad, that day when you rub it, you go forwards and you come back, is that considered like one rubbing? I do am tuya v'yasoyi tray, or is that considered like 2 rubbings, going forwards at one, and coming back at a second time? My, what's the law for teiku? Necham is biased by a suffix. So Rashi says, this same the nimsa comes out, when you rubbed it 3 times, it comes out that you beat it 5 times. And then you go over again. So that's how you have at the end, you'll have 300 times the rubbing and 500 times the beta. So you go over again the same seder, that you do 1 rubbing and 2 beatings, then you do 2 rubbings and do 3 beatings. Now the Gemara says, Shifo bita v'chitim, that you have to do the rubbing and the beating when it's still in the stage of a wheat, in the kernels of wheat, to get the husk off it. Rabbi Yossi Yemav Abetz, Rabbi Yossi says, no, you do it when it's in the dough. Iboilihu, bebetzik v'loi b'chitim. Does Rabbi Yossi mean to say you only have to rub it and beat it when it's in the form of a dough, but not before? Or Duma maybe meant to say, afbebetzik, even when it's in a dough form. Notice both times you have to do this rubbing and beating of it. So Toshma coming here, the tiny we learned, Shifo Bita Bechitin, that you have to rub it and beat it when it's in the stage of a wheat, in the kernels of wheat. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, that Shifo Bita Bebotzek, Mashma, the rubbing and the beating should be done when it's a dough. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it only has to be done when it's in the dough form, and not before when it's still Bechitin. Now it says the word Kol Hamenochos Boyos Eser Eser, but the Shtei Alechem, they come Shtei Mesrei. So Morris says, Milechem upon him. So Moshe says, Lechem Aponim Bejik Sivbe. But Lechem Aponim says clearly, you have to have two rows of 6 and 6, that's 12. Chavite Koin Godl also asks, Yechukum Lechem Aponim. Learn it out from Lechem Aponim that the Chavitim, the Koin Godl, brings every single day also is brought from 12 chalas. Now, Kol Amnochois, the boyus Esther Esiminolan. How do we know that a regular mincha, you have to bake it into 10 chalas? So Moshe says, Goma Milach Meitoid, learn it out from the Lach Meitoid. Mal Alan, that's just by Lach Meitoid, there are 4 different types, and there are 40 altogether, 10 apiece. Is Afkam, by regular mincha also, Esther. Each type has to be made out of 10. Is a chalas or a kikin. For the Mora, how do you know this? For Leilev, Milechem Aponim. Why don't I learn out a regular mincha from Lechem Aponim to say it has to be 12? Mal Alan, Shtemes, just like the Lechem Aponim, there are 12. Afkan, you also should be Shtemes with 12. Someone says, no, Mistarvot is Svaro, Milach Meitoid, Hevle Lamev, the Svart, learn out from Lach Meitoid. Shekain Yochid, they're both the Korban Yochid, Hamis Nadiv, a person who is a Finadovom, Shemin, and Shemin, Nifsul has a Psul, Yaitse with it, is a Psul, or Solini would have, Shalai Bishabis is not Doicha Shabis, Shalai Bitum, it's not Doicha Tumo. That a regular mincha in Lach Meitoid is not Doich HaShabbos, it's not a Korban Tzibor, it's not Doich HaTumma. So that's more Mestavot to learn out from Lach Meitoid. So Moshe says, no, Adira, but the opposite. The Lechem Aponim have the Lamele, it's more Mestavot to learn out a regular mincha from the Lechem Aponim that it should be made, baked into 12 chalas. Shekein Hegdish, they're both Hegdish, meaning they're both Kotcha Kedoshim. Lafuka the Lach Meitoid, that's only Kotchim Kalam, like the Toid itself. Lavoina, they both need Lavoina. Matzah, they both come from Matzah, meaning only Matzah. Mashenka, the Taida has Chametz also. V'yetzim, they come because of itself. The Lechem Aponim and a regular Mincha. Lafuka, the Taida comes because of a Korbin. Samar still says, Hanech Nefishin, there are more points that a regular Mincha is daima to the Lach Meitoido, tend to say it's daima to the Lechem Aponim. So therefore we learn out that Stam Mincha is also 10 Chalis, like the Lach Meitoido. Now, the East Srilon, if you can tell me and you hold, the East Srilon, that Dover Halama B'Gzeir Shavo, Choyzim Lama B'Binyanav, sometimes you learn out from B'Gzeir Shavo. You could go over and learn it out from B'Binyanav. If so, Nelef Mechavite Klein Godol. Why don't I learn it out from Chavite Klein Godol? Just like over there it's 12, who in a regular mincha should also be 12. Even though you learn out with Gzeir Shavah, but you tell me now, you hold, you learn out other places also from this. That Ma Lal and Shtei Mesra, just like the Michal Shavah, the Klein Godol is 12, Afkan also Shtei Mesra. So Mora says, no, Mestavah, Mo Mestavah, Milach Meitoid, the Heavenly Lamed, Mo Mestavah, Lenach Milach Meitoid. Shekein Hedjit, Shes Nadev, Chatzoyin. That's Mincha Vahedjit. They've been bringing from the Dova, that Chatzoyin, it's brought halfway. Mini Chatzoyin is not brought L'Chatzoyin. The Lach Meitoid and the regular Mincha. Lafuka the Chavita Kohen God is brought L'Chatzoyin. L'Pigol, that they both have Pigol. Mashen Kain, the Chavita Kohen God has no Pigol. Shaloi B'Shabbos, the Nadu Yichashabbos. Mashen, the Chavita Kohen God is Nadu Yichashabbos. Fishloi b'tumah, the Lach Meitoido, and the regular minchas, not doich atumah, ma'ashenke, and the chavite kohen god, liz doich atumah. So Mel is more mistarva to learn out the regular mincha from the Lach Meitoido. So Mer says, no, adarab, but the opposite way. Me chavite kohen god, have a lamela, there's more of a sword to learn it out from a kohen godel. Shekein isorin, adarab, but they both come, the measurement of an isorin. Ma'ashenke, the Lach Meitoido, they have much more, she have kamas reinim. And Kli Hegdish, they both come, the Kli Hegdish, means the Chavitim and the Menochis, are both tunas Kli Shars. Mashenke and Lach Meitoid are not. Or Lavoino, they both have Lavoino, Matzah, there's no comments involved. The Yetzim, they come Mechalatzma, Nabachal Korbin, Hagoshi, you have to bring it towards the Mizbeach. The Ishim, they're burnt. Mashenke and the Lach Meitoid, there's nothing that's burnt. Mashenke, the regular Mincha, there's the Kemitza that's burnt. And the Minchas Chavitim also is burnt. And Vahani Nefishim, still these last things are also Nefishim. There are more ways that a regular Mincha is daima to the Chavite Kohen Godol. So who, why don't I learn out from the Chavite Kohen Godol that you have to have 12 Chalis by every Mincha? Samara still says, no, I'll tell you, hedyut me hedyut odiflay. It's still more choshev that the lachme toida is brought by a regular person could be menadev to bring a toida. I know that a regular person, a regular hedyut, could bring a mincha. La'afuka, the chavita, kohen gadol, the only place of the kohen gadol, we don't learn out. It's more mistavra hedyut me hedyut. Now, Rabbi Meir Oimer, kulam boyishtei mesra. He holds, no, every mincha also has to be baked into 12 different chalas. Micah Sava, what does he hold? Isamar is like this. Israel, if he holds Dover Lama Migzera Shova, Chazam Lama Binyanav, Yala Mechavita Koin, the Koin Godel. It's very good. He can learn out from the Koin Godel. Tan and efficient. There are more ways that it's daima to a Koin Godel, to the Chavitim of a Koin Godel, a regular Mincha, than Lach Metoida. See, if he holds, you could learn out from the Binyanav, that's the way it does. And if you tell me, Isfirle, that the Dover Lama Migzera Shova, Ainu Chazam Lama Binyanav, you saw Yalef Melechem upon him. He learns out from Lechem upon him. And Hegdish Mehegdish are the flay. It's more of a start with learn out, Hegdish Mehegdish, and not to learn out from the Lach Meitoida, which is only a Kachim Kalim. Rather learn out from Kodesh Kadoshim, a regular Mincha, and Lach Lechem upon him, they are both Kodesh Kadoshim. So that's from Meir Svar, he says, every regular Mincha also has to be made, baked into 12 Chalas. Then the Mishnah says that Chutz Milach Meitoida Nezirus, Shem Boyes Eseresa. That the Lach Meitoida, everybody agrees, it's made four different types. Each type is made out of 10 chalas. The same thing in the Nazir, two different types, each one 10. The other more says, Lach Meitoida, the Hedik Sibbu. Lach Meitoida says clearly, the Hedik Sibbu. It's clearly you have to have 40, and there are four types of sheet, there's 10 apiece. Nazirus, the Yama Marcos we learned, Shlomovit says, L'Rabbis Shalmei Nazir. The Chidish is Shalmei Nazir also. The Pasuk says, Al Zevach Toidas Shlomov. Is the rabbi Shalmei Nozer Liasor Rashi says Kabin? It says the same halacha by Lachmei Toido. The same thing applies to the Nozer. So that's how we learn out that the Lachmei Nozer also has to be made out of 10 and 10. Yes, the Amamai Yeshlomo is the rabbi Shalmei Nozer. Omer Rav Tov Yevachisno Amar Shmuel Lachmei Toido Shofron Arba Chalois Yotza. The Lachmei Toido, if you bake just four chalas out of it, also you Yotza. Fred Gemara, I've been an aboyim. You have to have 40. What kind of four? You have to have 40. You have to have 10 of each type. Gemara says lemitzvah. Lemitzvah is supposed to make 10 of each type. But with the evidence, if you only made into one big one of each type, only four chalas, also yotza. And the four chalas are echaz matzah, v'yechon mechametz, v'yechon rekikin, v'yechon revucha. The four different meaning. So, but if you only made one out of each one of them, also your yotza. In other words, you use the right amount of flour. Just instead of dividing up into 10, you make one big one. So, but the average yotza, it's only le mitzvah lechatchilom, you have to have 10 of each type, you have to have 40. For the Gemara, why? V'aboy yafrushe truma minayu. But the chura, out of each type, you have to take off one for truma to give to the kain. So, the chura, if you only have one big challah from each type, how can you take off truma? Maybe you tell me to mafresh mekol chodo v'chodo echod. When the Gersha should be mekol chodo, Rashi says mekol achas shadal chalas, take off a little piece of it. And achami, from each big chalo you cut off 1/10 of it. So Mora says no. That this is v'chitema the mafresh mekol chodo v'chodo. So Mora says no. Echod amir rachmano means shlo yito preis, that you cannot take pieces. It has to be complete. So the Lach Meitoida has to be complete, or even the one you take for Truma has to be complete. So the kids, so the one Chal you take for Truma has to be complete. So you can't break it off, this one big, it's not complete, it's not a whole one. So Marin said, I'll tell you, the case must be then the Afrishin of Elisha, that when it was still in the dough form, in the dough, you took off one piece of it for Chala, for Truma, and then you baked it. So if Shat is, you baked one big challah, but you took off a piece from the dough to make it into truma. So that's how you have one big challah, and you still have truma also. Meisve, I have a question on you. It says, Kol hamanochois shiribo b'midas chaloson, oi shemiyot b'midas chaloson ksheirois. Any of the melochis, if you make too many challahs, if you make too little challahs, so it's ksheiro. Chutz milachem aponim, v'chavite koin godol, v'lach meitoidu nezirus. But Mashenki in the Lechem upon him, it has to be Vidavka 12 Chalas. The Chavita Kogor has to be Vidavka. Also has to be 12. For Lach Meitoid, the Mashem has to be Vidavka 40. You can't make less, you can't make more. And the Nezirus has to be also 20. You can't make less, you can't make more. Zirus Mashmas Likuvitz, but the Yevid. So how could you say, but the Eved, if you only bring four lechems for the Toidi Yotza, here it's Masman, but the Eved has to be 40. Gemara says in Echlami, who Diyomi says,